Dinosaur Trouble, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
When he hatched from his egg, the first thing the baby saw was a huge face looking down at him. Above a long, toothless beaked jaw, two large eyes stared into his as he struggled free of the egg. Once the baby was out, he could see that the creature had big, leathery wings stretching from its fingers to its knees, and that it had long, slender, thin legs. "Hello," it said.
"Who are you?"
asked the baby.
"Your mother,"
the creature replied.
"Ah, nice to see you. Let's go flying."
And she spread her big leathery wings and took off.
"Could I do that?"
wondered the baby. Only one way to find out. So he spread his very small wings and flew up after his mother.
"Well done," she cried when he reached her. "It's nice to be nidifugus, isn't it?"
"What does nidifugus mean, Mum?"
the baby asked.
"It means to be able to fly as soon as you're hatched. All pterodactyls can."
"What does pterodactyl mean, Mum?"
"Creatures like us,"
the baby's mother replied.
"Pteron means a wing and dactylos means a finger. Each of my wings is attached to each of my fourth fingers, see? And so are yours."
"So I'm, whatever you said, am I?"
"A pterodactyl. Yes, you are, my son. And a very pulchritudinous one, too."
"What does pulchritudinous mean, Mum?"
"Beautiful."
"Oh,"
said the baby pterodactyl, and he kicked his little legs happily as he flew high above the rocky land. "Now," said his mother, "there's the matter of nomenclature."
"What," said the baby, "does nomenclature mean, Mum?"
"Names. You have to have one."
"Oh, gosh, you do know a lot of long words, Mum."
"One has to," said his mother, "in these Jurassic days, if one wants to survive. Who knows, one day pterodactyls might become extinct. And before you ask me what extinct means, I'll tell you. It means gone, finished, kaput, dead and done for."
"But, Mum," the baby said, "I don't want to be extinct."
"Oh, don't worry your head about it," his mother said. "If it should happen, it won't be for millions and millions of years, my son. Now then, what shall we call you? You ask enough questions. How about Nosy? How'd you like that?"